They hadn't performed live in nearly 3 years, but on the rooftop of Apple Records on this date, January 30th, 1969, the Beatles would do it one final time. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
I've got a feeling deep inside, oh yeah.
The performance was part of the failed Get Back project, which eventually became Let It Be, an effort for the Beatles to return to their rock and roll basics after years of studio work. The rehearsals and the recordings were all filmed, documenting the band falling apart. The Beatles hated each other so much at that point, George Harrison even quit the band for a period of time, with most of the animosity directed at Paul McCartney, who came across as bossy and demanding in the film. The live concert portion was always planned, with everywhere from a London pub to a Greek amphitheater to the Sahara Desert as ideas, but the band didn't want to spend any more time together than necessary, so they moved their equipment from the basement of Apple Corps to the roof. The crew ran cables during the morning to the basement for the recordings, and engineer Alan Parsons had to run out to buy women's stockings to cover the microphones because of the cold January wind. By lunchtime, everything was ready. Despite the infighting within the band, the Beatles, with Billy Preston on electric piano, actually sounded happy to be playing together, and they looked happy on film. They opened with two takes of Get Back, then moved on to the first takes of Don't Let Me Down and I've Got a Feeling, and then One After 909 and Dig a Pony, both of which were released on the Let It Be album.
Dig a pony.
As the crowds began to gather on the streets to listen, not everyone was happy, and police were called, ordering the band to stop playing. After 42 minutes, the Beatles had performed live for the final time, and about half of the performance wound up in the Let It Be film. No one outside the band knew it at the time, but it was the last time fans would see them together live when the Beatles took to the rooftop of Apple Records on this date, January 30th, 1969, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves, and I hope we pass the audition.